Welcome, everyone. This is Josh Fonger with Work the System, and today we'll be talking about the simple ways to cut waste now so your business can grow. Are you there, Sam?
I am, Josh.
All right, very good. So Sam and I are going to be talking through the key topics that really fix companies so they can grow, and a lot of it has to do with waste, and this is waste people don't even realize is in their businesses. And Sam, I'm going to go off script a bit here, but literally in the last 48 hours, I used these techniques, and I want to walk through them quickly to give everyone just an idea of how this works. Working with this small virtual business, it's a lawyer who does trademarks and patents, and literally she's just starting out. She has two virtual staff members trying to scale this business, and she's at the 150K mark in sales, and she's stuck. Smart gal, great team, but she doesn't realize there's waste in her business. And we literally just went through and found a few pieces using these techniques, and she said after this call that we had yesterday that now she can grow to $1 million in sales just because she didn't see the waste. And now that she sees it, you know, she said literally it's an answer to her prayers, just this one element of her business, the waste you don't see. And a lot of times that happens in companies where they don't have physical material that's falling to the ground that they can see as waste. It's the time waste, the energy waste. And then the same techniques, totally opposite. This is a traditional business, 250 employees, 7 locations in California, and they're in the nonprofit industry dealing with kids who have special needs. Certainly that's near and dear to my heart with 2 kids who have special needs. And same techniques, exact same ones. They didn't see it. They didn't see the waste in their business because they're all hard workers. But we just wrote one procedure, identified one piece of waste. It took 30 minutes, and that saved them 9,000 minutes of time per year for the company. 9,000 minutes. It just took a half hour to do it using these techniques. So I want to make sure that people realize there is waste in your business. I'm sure of it. And if you can tackle it with these techniques, it will work. It's not theory. Sam and I are not theoreticians or practitioners. Take some notes, and this will mechanically change your business in an enduring way if you actually apply it. Now, Sam, you and I have this phrase that we actually got from one of our clients, dysfunction is gold. Why don't you tell the audience about that?
I like to talk about this, Josh, and we had an overseas account that we were working with in all phases of his manufacturing and his marketing. And partway through our gig with this fella, it's a multi-million dollar international business, he said, it just struck me that dysfunction is gold. So he's deep into my book, and we're talking about stuff. And he was exactly right and put it in a way that I never thought of putting it. Dysfunction is gold, meaning that, well, there are companies out there, VC capital company, venture capital companies out there. Yeah, we got the startups and all that, but a lot of these companies, Bain Capital, which has been in the news, they'll go in and find a business that has cash flow, but it's horribly mismanaged. And they'll buy that company, and the mismanagement is the gold. Remove the mismanagement, cut the waste, do what you need to do, and it's gold that's been lying there all along. And there's people out there that actually do that. We do that, Josh. That's what we do. We go into businesses, we find out where the gold is, and then we mine it out of there. To keep the analogy going, we mine, M-I-N-E, mine the gold, and the company's worth a lot all of a sudden. I'm working in a situation out here in Kentucky right now. I can't talk about it because we're in the final stages of negotiation, where there's some things that aren't happening. We're going to buy this company. Should have it in the next week. It'll be fun to talk about it. We're just going to get rid of the problems, the things they aren't doing, some of the things they are doing, and refine some of the other things, and the company will be terrific, be really, really terrific. So dysfunction is gold. That's something to keep in mind, especially as we go through this today, Josh.
Very good, very good. Now we have 5 topics to hit on. I'm going to start with the first one on the list, which is automation. Automation, so this is reducing the amount of manual work you do or your team does and automating it. Simple enough, but a lot of companies never really think this through and they don't push it to the limits it can be done. Technology is always changing. And I was working with a debt recovery business based out of Utah, and this was their sticking point. They wanted to be the lowest price product or service out there to do this, and to do it, they had to automate, automate, automate. And they were pretty good, right? They had their billing automated. They had some of their email messages automated afterwards, but they didn't automate their sales process. And so it was always about how do we move it to the next level? And for them, it was a software solution. It isn't for every business, but always be thinking about that. So that's the first lens, the lens of automation. And this can be anything. It could even be adding another email address. I added another email address for myself a couple of years ago so that whenever something goes to group coaching procedures at workthesystem.com, Briella or whoever else grabs that email knows what to do with it, where to put it, how to notify me. It's an automated process, right? And this is a procedure that's processed through people. It automates it. I don't have to think about it because it's been figured out. So things that are going to happen over and over and over again in your business, automate that. Try to leverage technology. Text expander is another one, right? That's an automation. You type in a few letters, the rest of it expands out for you. It's an automation. There's countless ways to do this, and it's going to make a difference for your business. That's the first thing, automation.
Hey, Josh, automate is the first third of one of my favorite phrases in the whole world, and that is automate, delegate, delete. Those of you out there who have read my book know that theory here is not a theory, it's a fact. Your life is a collection of systems. You want to be working on the systems all the time. And as you're working on a system, you have the mantra, automate, delegate, delete. Can I make it happen the way you just described, Josh, in your experience? Can you delegate it to somebody else, or can you get rid of it, which is our favorite thing in the whole world? How many systems are we tending to that shouldn't be there at all? And I could go into, Diana and I are building a house out here in Stearns, Kentucky, and I could talk to you about the contractor who's a master at this, Ronnie. He's wonderful. And of course, those of you out there who have built houses know if you get a bad contractor, you want to put a bullet in your head. He's wonderful. Automates, delegates, deletes. Purchasing this business out here, same thing. That's what we'll do when we go inside of it. Keep that automate, delegate, delete phrase in the front of your head.
Perfect, perfect. Number two on the list is boundaries, and that actually fits right in with what you're mentioning, Sam, is getting the right boundaries, which has to do with deleting. And I see this in almost every client I work with, is they have not set appropriate boundaries with their time, with their products, with their services, and therefore their work has expanded. It's multiplied. They haven't taken control over it. And the first piece is the strategic objective with that. But literally, a lot of marketing companies I work with, they say they're going to do design, but then they also do SEO, but then they also do funnels, and they do a little bit of IT support and some copywriting, and then they do it for all industries, and they just keep expanding, expanding, expanding. And what you need to do is set appropriate boundaries so you know exactly what you want to be the best at.
And yeah, you know, we have this own problem within our company, Josh, Work the System Consultants. It's this, not a problem, but I'll say it's a powerful seduction to want to spread. Oh, there's a need over here, let's fill it. There's a need over there, let's fill it. And pretty soon you don't fill anything very well. You've got to set some boundaries and stick to them. That's very good.
Now, this company I was working with in Colorado, a rapid prototyping business, so people would have come to them with problems, and they would have to solve them, you know, building these metal parts. They had these various CNC machines. And when I went there, they literally would take any job of any industry, of any size, of any volume. And it was kind of crazy, right? Because every single time they had to come up with a new production schedule, a new expert had to be involved, different kinds of contracts or in different materials. And we just said, okay, what three sizes do we want to do? Small, medium, large. What three industries? Aerospace, medical, automotive. Those were the three industries where they made the most money. And what is the maximum volume? Because they were not a volume distributor. They were more of the problem solvers for these prototype parts. And then they stuck with one type of metal. And that really, you know, that opened the world up for them in terms of efficiency, profitability, procedures. It was the boundaries that had to be set. And their contracts could be more simple. It was amazing. So if that could be an issue for you, boundaries, there's a lot of waste in not setting proper boundaries for your business, the products, the services. Number three, Sam, I think this is on your list. This is consistency.
Oh, boy, I love this topic. You have to head in a certain direction. You set a goal, and you have to go straight to that goal. And if you're wandering around and going here and going there, obviously that's not efficient. And what this is all about is efficiency in getting to your goals. Variability in the way tasks are done creates waste, problems, unreliability, mistrust, friction, and it goes on and on. I could talk about my contractor. This guy is going in one direction, and that's to get that house up, and I'm going to talk about it either in a post or a video or something, an ongoing thing, and we're up to the framing now. It's amazing how deliberate this guy, Ronnie, is in getting things done and going in a straight row. And he's not experimenting with a lot of stuff. He knows where he wants to get to, and he's getting there. It's an amazing thing to watch. And his latest thing is, Sam, you got to get the windows ordered. You got to get down and get the windows ordered. Every time I see him in the last 3 days, have you done that? Have you done that? Because he wants to keep moving. When it comes time to put the windows in the house, he wants to have the windows. He's so good at keeping everything moving along, and you can apply this to any part of your life. You just want to be going in a straight line and be consistent in what you do. Don't give up and all that stuff, but you don't want to be wandering around in how you do things. You want to find the best way to do it and do it that way every time.
Yeah, and those of you who want even more detail on that, probably best to listen to our previous podcast on 8 Keys to Powerful Procedure Writing, because that is one of the key elements. If you write a procedure and it is the best way to do it, your team should do it consistently that way every time. It really helps the machine run well. I mean, I've got this guy I work with right now who's a surgeon, and he used to do everything, all kinds of surgery. It was stomach, it was your arm, it was your heart. He was really good. And he decided he was just going to do one surgery, and it was reverse vasectomies of all things. And you know what? He is the best. I mean, literally, hands down, anyone in the world, and a lot of people from around the world come to him because it's consistent. And he's training up a whole team of surgeons to do it his way, the fastest, the best way. And once you do that, I mean, the sky's the limit. So consistency is key. Decide, set the boundaries, and then be consistent, and you'll find tons of waste removed and then tons of growth possible, the potential. Next thing on here is mistake elimination. Mistake elimination. So a lot of people want to just continue focusing on growing, but what about the mistakes made along the way? They're costly, right? That can be a huge money drain, energy drain for your business. And one particular company I was working with, which did residential underground piping, they did water. So they were bringing the water to these houses. And he said it had a checklist to make sure they did the piping properly. But they weren't real focused on reducing the uh-oh situation, which would be not sealing them all properly and having flooding. And, you know, they flooded 6 houses. And that's expensive, very expensive to flood 6 houses. And it was because they didn't focus on mistake elimination. They focused on growth and speed. So think about that in your business. How much time do you spend fixing a problem? And if this is a problem that's recurring, really, how much time? Because it's the time to fix it. But then that's also time you don't get to spend focused on growing your business. So that is key to eliminating waste, is eliminating mistakes. I mean, literally, Sam, I didn't tell you this story, but we have javelinas, which are like these wild pigs, kind of like they're in the rodent family, but they're these huge pigs. And they like to knock over trash cans. And the simple solution is to put a bungee cord over your trash can. They knock it over. They can't make a huge mess. Well, I'm getting lazy. I'm not putting the bungee cord on the trash can at night. This morning, wake up, there's trash all over our yard. I have to spend 20 minutes cleaning it up. That's 20 minutes I could have saved with 10 seconds of effort, probably 5 seconds of effort. Mistake elimination, right? How much of your life and your business is because you let mistakes happen to you? So that's key. Procedures will help you avoid that.
Another way to say it is we can stop fire killing.
Yeah.
And most people solve a problem by not doing the second step of the two-step process. Step one, fix the problem. Okay, fix the leak, fix the flooding in the house, however long that takes you, fix the flooding. But you got to take step two, what is necessary that you do so it doesn't happen again? And it may be, a technical thing, of course, 1, 2, 3, 4, a procedure needs to be put together. You got to train all your people on that procedure. You can't deviate from that procedure, and guess what? The problem never happens again. And it's hard to take that second step because, really, you need to move on to the next problem. yep. and fire kill that. People fire, we see it all the time, don't we, Josh? They just fire kill all day long. They fire kill their whole lives away. Yep. Now, Centratel, interesting, Josh, today was the 33-year anniversary of having Centratel. And that's my call center in Bend, Oregon. And by the way, Josh is in the Prescott, Arizona area. But 33 years, I spend 1 hour a week maybe working on the business. And if I told you how much money I made, bottom line, and what my percent profit is, nobody would believe me. I spend 1 hour a week on this business, and I've been doing that for almost 20 years. Oh, okay, it was 2 hours a week for a long time. But that's because every time a problem comes up, we look at it as our friend, and then we do what was necessary so it doesn't happen again. And that's how you get through life in a good way. So that's what I have to say about that. That is a very, very important thing. Stop the fire killing. Mistake elimination.
Yep. And that particular business, going back to that water flooding example, is they wrote a procedure, and I said, that's a procedure on how to do it the right way, but it still didn't eliminate the mistake. And so all they did is they added one more step to their procedure, which was once this one contractor finished, somebody different had to do the testing and then initial it. Before that, it was one person. They would certify it themselves. Now they had one more person double check. Yes, that's a little bit of investment in time to do that, but prevented the mistake. It's not going to happen again. You've got two people involved, two people on the line, and they're incentivized to not make mistakes. They're counting the number of days without having a flood happen, without having a mistake happen, and they get rewarded. Right, there's an incentive to not have mistakes happen. So there's ways to build systems to prevent those mistakes. All right, Sam, we're on to the last one, number five, clear communication. Why don't you take that one?
Well, this is fun, and I have a chapter in the book about it. And the new book, The Systems Mindset, there's a lot in there about communication. So what happens if you don't have clear communication? Nobody knows what's going on. Frustration, miscommunication, reworking stuff, bad relationships. And so it's not just business, but it's personal. But let's talk about business. In our business, Josh, now you're down in Arizona. I'm out here in Kentucky. We've got Marcello and Fabio in Italy, and Manu is in Romania. And, of course, our centerpiece is Bend, Oregon, where Andy and some of our other people, the 40 some of our other people are. With the call center, we don't have any problems in our communications. One of the things we use all the time is EVM, electronic voicemail, and I talk about that in the book, and I won't go into it here. And Josh, we Skype all the time, and we Skype while we're driving along. We have holders on our. I think you have something similar to this, Josh. Maybe not, but I have a holder on my mirror that holds my AT&T cell phone, and. We Skype, and I Skype with Marcello over in Italy all the time. He does the same thing. You set up a protocol. You actually take the time to set up a real kind of a dogmatic protocol for communicating so everybody knows what's going on. I can't overemphasize the importance of this. I'm not going to take the time to go on and on about that, but you got to look at how you communicate with your vendors, with your suppliers, with your wife. With your kids and make sure that the tools are in place, and this is very mechanical, so everybody can reach you when they need to and ask questions, and you get back to people right away. So it's our businesses here, Josh, that we do are a perfect example of the importance of communications. You got to put things down on paper many times, and of course, you know, I'm a big fanatic for that, rework the system within a business. Can't emphasize it enough. Now, we have a product. What is that called, Josh?
Hyper-communications.
Hyper-communications. Mm-hmm. You can get that on our website. I spend an hour or almost an hour talking about how we communicate, all the tools and all the stuff we do, the protocols. Learn it, study it, because it is a system in itself. And if you can perfect that communication system, I got to tell you, I just about run the business as a CEO. And Josh, you and I, and how you are with me together, we run things with EVM, a stupid little $2 app on your phone. I think it's native, actually, on any phone. We use that night and day, and it saves so much money, but we do all the other stuff, too. but simple, keep it simple. And you got to pay attention to the communications as a separate system. Go to work on it. Make it really, really good.
Sam, you are so right about the communication aspect in terms of cutting waste in business. It's a hidden. It's this hidden way that time, money, energy, it's just bleeding out of your business, and most people don't see it. So yes, get the hypercommunications video. Yes, read about communications and work the system. But even more than that, write your communications guidelines. Define what to actually use in terms of technology. Define how to communicate, when to communicate, who gets to communicate, in what ways, and you get systematic about it. It's very efficient. With this client I'm working with right now, we have a communication protocol. Instead of me calling her, her calling me, us going back and forth, wasting each other's time, she has specific things that she wants to know about each week with regards to the systemization effort. It's a done-for-you project, so it's very complex, but there's just a few key metrics, a few key points she wants to know about each week, and I can condense that into a 3-minute voice message along with a few attachments every week. It saves her a ton of time, saves me a ton of time. It's distilled down to the exact points she wants, and it's just amazing. So we've set up this protocol that's going to allow us to grow her business without wasting either one of our times, right? And that's efficient. That saves her money, saves me time. It's a great way to work. So I would say you need to get focused on this. And, you know, to be honest, one of her first procedures is writing the communications protocol for her email, right? As the leader of this business, how is she going to manage her email between her team? It's a communication mechanism that she wants to get perfect. So a lot of waste there.
Hey, Josh, I had mentioned that I talk about communication in the book. In Work the System, there's a whole chapter on it.
Yep.
And also, there's a big appendix item on how we operate. And I think our listeners could get some good ideas both from the chapter and from that appendix. And talk about cutting waste. Wow. What if you get twice as much done in the same amount of time? It's just our communications within the Work the System / Centratel family are incredibly efficient. And we work on the process itself all the time. Anytime we can increase, take this formula we have for how we communicate and make it a little better, covers everything. It makes everything better, including the bottom line. In that regard, let's talk about two things here as we get toward the end that are very important to me and Josh and the whole Work the System family that we have all over the world, and that is the universal formula for how things happen. And this is how things happen in your life, in other people's lives. Everything happens over time, and we call it the 1-2-3-4 step thing that happens. And that step, that system executes, and then it equals a result. So you could, I've got it in the book, but one leads to two, the one with a little arrow leading to two, with a little arrow leading to three, with a little arrow leading to four, an equal sign, and the word result. You could write that down. Our listeners could write that down. That's how everything happens. Systems operate over time to create a result, and that's why we spend all our time working on the systems, not cleaning up the messy results of unmanaged systems. And my new book, The Systems Mindset, I go in extensively into that. It is so important that you get that mindset. So the mindset has to happen. Your world is a collection of systems. You work on the systems to get the results you want. That's why I work maybe 1 hour a week at Centratel, and I'm doing all this other stuff, buying this business down in Kentucky. I'm going hiking with a buddy here this afternoon. We just bought a dog. I got a new chainsaw. I'm going to work in the lot around the new house. I can do what I want. I've got all the time and money to do what I want in my life, and that's what I want our listeners to have. It's just a great way to go through life.
Yeah, so freedom, right? Freedom is possible, and so don't lose hope for those of you listening who are struggling with their businesses. It can happen, but you do need to apply these protocols we mentioned today. Now, to wrap up, I do want to mention, if you want more information, if you're new to Work the System, if you're new to the book, certainly start there, read the book. But on our website, workthesystem.com, There's a synopsis of the book. There's FAQs. So a lot of the frequently asked questions people come to us with are answered there.
Hey, Josh, there's also an overview post that's in two parts. I just wrote it within the last couple of months, and it's called The Simple Mechanics of Getting What You Want. It's a part one and part two. It's an essay, and it's my latest thoughts on the whole systems mindset thing. You can find it by going to the search window on the Work the System website and go up in the upper right-hand corner. The search window is there, and just put the word manifesto in there, and you'll find it, manifesto. The actual title when you get there will be The Simple Mechanics of Getting What You Want. But I'm quite proud of that. I spent a lot of time on it, and I think it's a good overview of all of this, as are the facts, the FAQs that Josh mentioned in the synopsis.
The last thing I want to mention is our coaching program. We are going to be doing our 10th round of group coaching. It's our most successful program. Guaranteed it will work for your business, and we can do that because it's a mechanical shift, and virtually everyone has success with the program. We've done it hundreds of times, and this will be our 10th round, so we're getting better and better and better at it. This is where we take you through from start to finish, from the very beginnings, getting your strategic objective set, operating principles, working procedures, the templates, the technology, the growth, the people, the communications. We go through the whole thing, and that's on workthesystem.com under services, and you'll find coaching there. Right now, the waiting list is open, so you can get your name on there and have the first opportunity to join the program. And after that, we will start filling up as we always do. So check your email if you're serious about making this shift, the mechanical shift. It's, you know, the risk-free shift of growing your business and growing your freedom simultaneously. Then I encourage you to sign up, and I look forward to working with you at that time.
And Josh, we have done different lengths, different months, numbers of months, from 3 months to 6 months, and we've settled on a 4-month program, right? And it's part-time. You don't have to give up everything for 4 months, that's for sure. But we walk the owners of all these different kinds of businesses we've worked with. Josh, you've worked with hundreds of different industries, literally. Over a 4-month period, you graduate, and it's very inexpensive for what you get, relatively speaking. It's extremely inexpensive. It's a great deal. And I know, Josh, you really, really enjoy doing it. And I show up sometimes, too.
Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to this podcast. And sign up for our channel, because we're going to make sure that we continue to release these podcasts for you. And if you have a suggestion of something you think you really want covered, let us know. And we'll make sure to cover that in a future podcast.
Thanks, Josh. We'll catch you later.
All right. Thanks, Sam.